Please state your bylaws, terms of Luke chapter 18, I'll read it first, 9-14. Luke chapter 18, I'll read it first, 9. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and looked down on everyone else. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee was standing and praying like this about himself: "God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, greedy and righteous adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I get." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his chest, saying, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." I tell you, this one went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Sunday, we were looking at the previous verses of chapter 18, and it starts in verse 1 by saying, "Now he told them a parable on the need for them to pray always and not give up." We see right there in the first verse the key to that, the whole first 8 passages. We need to pray always and not stop our praying. Don't give up waiting for God's answer. Wait for His answer in His time. He hears our prayer, and He knows what we need. But we need to remember that God is going to give us what's best for our situation at the best time and the best way. Now, we don't always understand God's plan. This past week, there was the assassination of a man sneaking on a college campus, a young man, and we go, "Why did that happen?" Well, for that man, he got promoted. For us left behind, he has spurred many on to take a stand and follow. As we look at the Old Testament, there were many Old Testament prophets who were killed by the people of Israel because the people of Israel didn't like what the prophets were saying. And even as Jesus is going into Jerusalem, he says, "Go to Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you." So Charlie Kirk's in good company with the prophets of old, because he was speaking God's truth to a generation that's looking to hear God's truth. They heard all kind of lies, but they need to hear the truth. And we need to remember God's in charge. He chose to take the young man home to be with him. And others, God has prepared to fill him with continuing the message that God has. None of us will live forever. God has placed an expiration date on each of us. Now, you can't look at the back of your neck, it's not putting like that, on, like you see on the neck of a bottle of milk, and it tells you when it's going to expire. But God knows when our last day is, and we need to be using the days God has given us. Jesus gives an illustration of it. An ungodly judge who still grants the petitioner her request, because he's bothering him. For God is just. We are not bothering God with our prayers. And if an unjust judge can grant the request of someone that is asking of him, a just God will do all the work. We are to pray always. And our passage in the Sunday morning passage, verse 8, "Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" will be fine when he returns, people trusting in him, believing the truth. And now, along with that faith on earth, Jesus gives an example of misplaced faith and properly placed faith. He told this parable to some who trust in themselves. That means putting faith in themselves, that they were righteous and looked down on everyone else. So you have some people trusting themselves. Well, we need to have the right attitude about who we are and who God is. Now, who do you trust? Next year, July 4th, will be the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. However, one of the congressmen, one of the senators in Washington, D.C. right now said last week, our rights come from our laws and from government, not from our Creator. Well, let me read you a section from the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Government is there to secure the rights that are given by God. This senator could issue an apology, possibly even resign, because he doesn't understand the government that he's sworn to represent. Well, he trusted in his own wisdom. The Declaration of Independence expressed that our rights come from God, because at that time, King George said, your rights come from me. If I don't say it's okay, it's not okay. Well, our rights come from God, not man or any government. Well, you have this person that is trusting in himself. And Jesus said, there were two men that went to the temple to pray, a Pharisee and a tax collector. Now, the Pharisee is the one that's supposed to be the expert in the law. The tax collector is viewed as an outcast, a traitor to Israel. But the Pharisee, the expert in the law, he prayed about himself. He's trying to tell God how good he is. God, look at all the good things I'm doing. Look at how I'm better than everybody else. But the tax collector said, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. Pharisee trying to convince God, I'm actually trying to convince himself that he's okay with God. I'm afraid. But the tax collector understood that he was a sinner. Now that David, I need illustration, a few years back, talking about sheep. Because out in Idaho, some people raise sheep. And you can see the sheep and they look very white until it snows. And then you notice how dirty that white sheep looks. The sheep looks white against the brown ground. Well, as soon as the ground is white, you see the sheep is not white anymore. Dirty, messy. But that's how that Pharisee was. He saw himself as better than others because he was comparing himself to other people, to other sinners. And he can justify himself in his own mind. But the tax collector compared himself to the white, pristine cleanness of God's and saw that he was a sinner. We need to remember to compare ourselves against God's standard, not against our own standard or man's standard. Jesus said, only one of them went home justified, as declared righteous, in right relationship to God. It was not the Pharisee who tried to convince others that heard his prayer that he was righteous. But the one that went home justified was the one that recognized his sinfulness. And recognizing his sinfulness, he called out to God for mercy. And then Jesus ends this parable in verse 14. I tell you, this one went to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. God will humble those that exalt themselves. And God will exalt those that humble themselves. How does God do that? The way God wants to. He has ways to humble people that think too highly of themselves. God has ways to exalt those that have never been heard of before. What example, or which example, are you going to follow? Resting in your own wisdom and your own self-righteousness, or the wisdom of God and righteousness? Only one is justified. The Pharisee didn't think he needed to be helped by God. That's fine. He is hopeless. The tax collector knew his only hope was help from God. That's what I would do. Dear God, I call out to you. We are all sinners. We need your mercy and your grace. We are not better than anyone else. Everyone that's breathing on this planet is a sinner that needs forgiveness, that needs mercy, that needs grace. Lord, use each of us to spread your message of truth. Thank you.